With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. A request to add 6 more units to a proposed apartment building on Liverpool's Mersey Street is raising concern for neighbors. On March 11th, the Region of Queens sent out notices to people living within 100 feet of the development property line, advising they had 14 days to express any objections with the additional units. Mayor Darlene Norman says she's pleased to see plans to create more living space downtown.
People want services. They want to be close to infrastructure. The land is there. They could be building the same size building with 30 units. They've simply asked for 6 additional units within that same size.
Regional Council voted in 2017 to amend the land use bylaw to allow the construction of up to 30 units in a building without going through public consultation. Norman says public notice was given at that time and people came to council to express their views. Ultimately, the decision was made and the provincial government approved the bylaw change on May 31st of that year. Region staff can approve a variance to allow an additional 50% more units to be built, but must allow time for neighboring residents to appeal that decision. Upper Deck Development owns the waterfront property in question behind Bristol Hall, formerly known as Dean Manor. President of Upper Deck Developments, Jonathan Loy, says he doesn't have much detail to offer at the moment as they're trying to determine the potential of the property. Loy says the public and government have a legitimate voice in all of this, and once he has more information, he will share it with the public. He says openness is important, and there is no invisible guiding hand behind their plans.
I would certainly encourage people to keep an open mind so they get some of these details and maybe can decide a bit more for themselves how they feel about it.
There's been much speculation on social media as to whether the building will be geared towards seniors or low-income housing, but the primary concern for many is the congestion adding 36 units would create on an already busy Bristol Avenue. Loy couldn't comment directly on any of those issues and expects to have a better idea of their plans to share in the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, neighbors have until March 25th to submit their appeal to the municipality. Council will hear from the appellates in person at the April 13th council meeting and will decide at that time whether permission to build the extra 6 units will be granted. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.